But Ches Amid Beis.
Right. Here the
Mishnah says like this: Kideish Achas Michamish Noshim. Somebody went to one of five ladies. There was a bunch of five ladies there, and he was Mekadesh one of them. V'en Yodeya Eizu Kiddush. He doesn't know which one he was Mekadesh. So Halacha is Kol Achas and Kol Achas Ameris Oisi Kiddush. Neither of them agree. Like all of them say, you're Mekadesh me. But he knows he was only Mekadesh one of them. So it's a suffix now, which one of these five is his wife. So Halacha is Noisa and Ged L'Kol Achas V'Achas. He has to give a get to every one of them. Rashi says, "Imein lechof as li says kulan." In a case that he changes his mind now and he does not want to marry them, so he has to give everyone a get. Right? So it's a suffix gets to the Raisom. We don't know which one is his wife, so he has to give them all a get. But what about the ksuba though? He only has to give one of them a ksuba. Or maniyak ksuba v'neim. What he should do is just put down the money of the ksuba between them. Or mistalek, and he goes away. In other words, let them fight it out who really deserves the money. Which one was really his wife, which one really got to get. So as far as Dina Mamnes goes, he's yoytza the suffix by stamp putting down the money, and they'll fight now who deserves it. That's Rav Tafa, Divri Rav Tafa, that's Rav Tafa and Shita. Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva says, Ein zu derech moitzi mede avera. This is not the way to take out of an avera. That's not the way to stay the situation. That's not the way to moitzi mede avera. No, you have to give a get, and you have to pay ksuba to every one of them. Since each one is a suffix, and each one says you married her, and you can't prove you didn't, but since you can't prove you didn't, so you have to give the money to each one of them. Like here, it's not a regular case of Amoitzim Echaveri Olav Araya. Because here, Lamaisa, you also agree that you owe the money to one of them. You just don't know which one, but you agree you owe money. And each one of them come with a tainas vada yowa to them. Therefore, they each have a tainas vada to collect the money from you. So you have to pay each one separately the ksubroso. That's one case, one machlekes. Another machlekes is, what about gozal echod mechamisha? You stole some money from a person, but you don't know which one. Out of these five people, one of them you stole from. You took the wallet out of one of these five people. You don't know which one. V'en yedua mi'ez gozal. And you don't know from which one you stole from. And kol echad oimer, each one of these five people say, Oisi gozal, you stole from me, it's my money you took. Each one wants their money back. So again, Rav Tarfon says that, Menia gezele b'neim amistalik. All you have to do is, you stole $100, put $100 down between these five people. And you go away, you mistalik, you go away. Divrei Rav Tarfon, that's Rav Tarfon Shita. In other words, you could tell them like, I owe $100, I stole it, true, here it is. Which one of you deserve it? You fight it out. I'm putting it down. I'm doing my chayv. I'm making an ashova. And you have to take it now. That's Reb Tafin Svara. Rabbi Akiva Raymen, no. Ein zu derech moitzi midei avera. That's not the way you yoitza, you go out of the avera you did. You stole. And there's a mitzvah ashova now. Ashova is that you have to return it to the gaz, to the nigzal, the one you stole from. So the only way you could do it is, atzi yishalem l'chol lechav yechud. Like, when I suffix now, you're going to have to pay the $100 to all these five people. Since we have a doubt which one of them you really stole from, so we have a doubt, therefore we say that you could steal, that you have to pay back each one of them. Again, court to say, Machlaikas, Reb Tafel, and Reb Akiva. And when you have a suffix in Mamnesi, in this case, so you have to pay all of them, or can you just put down the money between them and they'll take care of it themselves? So more stuff like this. Kiddush Katani, the Mishnah starts off that you're Mekadesh, you made Kedushin with one of five ladies. But Bo'ala Katani, it doesn't say what's going to be if you had Via, if you live with one of them. And who then goes like Katani, the Mishnah's second case is when you stole from one of five people. But Lokach Lo Katani, the Mishnah does not talk about the case, let's say you bought. Another case can be the same thing. You went and you bought, let's say, a cipher from somebody, and you forgot which one. So you owe $10 for the sefer, and you forgot which person you bought it from. It could be the same type of a case. You misupik one of these five people you bought it from. What do you do with the money? So that case, the Mishnah does not say. The Mishnah only says the case when you stole it. So the Chura now, Mani Masnitsin. Who does our Mishnah go like? The Chura Loitan Akamam Voloi Reb Shimon Ben Eloza. It can't go like either one of these two Tanoim. What's the Machloikis? The Tanya will learn like this. Reb Shimon Ben Eloza Reimer. Loinech leku Rabbi Tafan Rabbi Kiva. There's no machlokes between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Tafan and Al Mishnah. Al shekidish achas mechamish noshim. In a case that you only made kedushin, you only mekadish one of the five ladies. V'yeni yedaya to kiddush. And true, you forgot. You don't know which one you mekadish. In such a case, you have to give a get to all five of them if you don't want to stay married to them. In other words, you don't want to stay married to them. So each one says, listen, you married me. If you don't want to stay married to me, you have to give me a get. So he has to give a get to all five of them. But the money, shemaniyah ksuba b'neyim, umistalik, all you have to do is just put down the money of one ksuba between them and go away. That's what Rabbi Shimon Loza says, both of them agree. If you only made kedushin, even Rabbi Akiva agrees. You only have to put down one ksuba. Aman nechleku, where is the machlekes? Al shebol, in the case that even after kedushin you made bia, you live with them. You live with one of them. In this case, Rabbi Tafan, I'm a maniach ksuba, the name of Mastalek. Still, even though you live with one of them, still all you have to do is just put down the money of one ksuba like, and go away, that's all. On this story of Akiva, I'm a no, achi yishalom lecholachas biachas. You have to pay back to every one of them. Since you made B already, that's a big maisa, then you have to pay back to every one of them. And Rashi says, Techivon doso ba maisa begino oiso, vekdusha bia. Since you live with one of them, so manashach, one of them you lived with, so you have to give her a ksuba. So since we don't know which one, you have to pay all five the ksuba. That's Rabbi Kiva's svara. Faito, then Rabbi Shimon Ben Elazar says also that lenech luku, there's no machlokes between Rabbi Tafan, Rabbi Kiva, al shalokach nekach, mechamisha b'nei yodin. In the case that you bought something from one of five people, v'yein yodei mezim em lokach, and you forgot from which one of them you bought, you don't know which one you bought from, which one do you have to pay the money to? In such a case, everybody agrees that shemaniach me'nekach b'neim. All you have to do is put down your $10 between them, umistalak, and you go away. Because when you bought it, you didn't do an aveira. You didn't do anything wrong. So you bought the sefer. So true, I owe $10 now. To who do I owe it? I only owe $10. To one of these five? Now I don't know which one. So I have to pay $10. So true, I put the $10 down. And whichever one really owns it, takes it. Which one owns it, let them fight it out. This they both agree to. Lenech luku, Rav Shimon holds, where is the machlokes? Lenech luku, ela shegozal mechamisha. That they stole from five people. Ela shegozal mechamisha. They stole from five people. Like in our Mishnah. Shomer Rabbi Tafan, here of Tafan, still says, even though you did an aveira, meniach zele b'neimu mestalek, it's still enough just to put down the $10 that you stole, whatever it was, and go away. Even though you don't know to, you have to give it back. You're mesupik, one of these five people you stole from, you don't know which one, still it's enough just to put the money down and go away. For Rabbi Akiva, in this case, where you stole, you did an aveira, here Rabbi Akiva says, since you did an aveira, you stole, so the mitzvah now is the heshev, you have to return the money. What does returning mean? To return it to the person you stole from. And here you don't know which one, you have to return to all five people. Now that's what Rabbi Shimon says. So Gemara says, me to come, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. The kiddush v'lokach le'pligid is no machlokes, only by Baal and by Gozal. If so, mechlal the Tanakama, the one that argues on Rabbi Shimon, sover, he holds the opposite. That pligi, that Rabbi Tafan and Rabbi Kiva argues, even in the case of kiddush, and even in the case of lokach. In all cases, there's a machlokes. So if so, who does our Mishnah go like? Is money. Who does our Mishnah? Our Mishnah by Kiddushin brings down only Kiddush, not Baal. And by buying, it brings down Gezela, not Lokach. Why? E Tanakam, if our Mishnah goes according to Tanakam, look, we're listening to Kiddush for Lokach. Let's say both Kiddushim. In the Reish is good Kiddush, but why this Sefer Dafka when you stole? According to Tanakam, the same Malach applies even when you bought it. If you bought a Chayfetz, and you forgot who you bought it from, and you have to give the money, so still Rabbi Kiva says you have to pay back all five people. So why didn't the Mishnah say the case of Balakach? Vaitam, E Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Elama, you want to say our Mishnah goes according to Shimon ben Elazar, that the Machlokes is only by Baal and by Gozal. That also can't be. Because the Reish says Kiddush. So Kashrus is then, Lisnei Baal the Gozal. Let the Mishnah say the two cases of when you were Baal, when you live with your wife. Not just Tam Yom HaKadosh. So again we have a kash, who does our Mishnah go like? So Mura says, Liyadam, really, I'll tell you, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, that our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, that when does Rabbi Kiva argue only when you did an Avera like? Either you were Baalha, you made a big, you Ginaroi Sahi, or else you stole. So then the Kashra is, if it goes according to Rabbi Shimon, why does the Mishnah start off with Kiddush? It should have said Baal, that there it says, oh my Kiddush, Kiddush Mabiyah. What does our Mishnah mean? You're Makadish, you married her? You married her with Biyah. Like the first Mishnah in Kedushin says, there are three ways you can Makadish and Isha. You can marry your wife. Either by Kesef, like we do with the ring, or else with Shtar, or else with Biyah. You could be Makadish and Midiraisa with Biyah. So the Mishnah says, you're Makadish Shataka means through Biyah. Tomorrow says like this now. Ton the Kiddush, the reason why the Mishnah says the first case of Kedushin, which means Biyah, Liyadiyah Kaychad Rabbi Kiva. The teacher is the Kiddush of Rabbi Kiva. Even though we did an Issa, the Rabbonin, like we'll soon see, you're not allowed to be Mekadesh and Isha. With Bia, mid the Rabbonin, Rav says, the Rav man get a man to Mekadesh with Bia. Rav holds, mid the Rabbonin, you're not supposed to marry your wife with Bia. It's not nice. You're supposed to do it either with Kesef or with Shtar, and then you have Bia for Nisuyin. But it's time to make Kedushin right away with Bia. Rav said it's awesome, mid the Rabbonin. So Mela, the Chiddush in the Mishnah is, even though you're doing this with the Rabbonin, you are Mekadesh with Bia, Ovid, still Konas. Still Rabbi Kiva says to make a Kenas. The Rabbi says, the Gemara is learning the Sfar, now Mishnah is a Kenas. That since you did an Issa the Rabbonin, you made Bia with one of them, so we make a Kenas that you have to pay the Ksuba back to all five of them. And then it says the next case in the Mishnah, Tona Gezel, in the case where you stole, we did an Issa the Iraisa. It's awesome in the Iraisa to steal. There is telling us the Chiddush in Rabbi Tafrin. That what? The Afagav Yisru the Raisa of it, even though he did an Issa the Raisa, still like Konis. Still, he doesn't make a Knas. So that's why the Mishnah picks these two opposite cases. Like one's the Chiddush of Bia, where it's only Yosem and the Rabbanan, and still Rabbi Kiva makes the Gzei the Knas. He has to be back to all five. And then it says the Chiddush of Gaz Gozal, even did an Issa the Raisa, still, Rabbi Tafrin Shitter is, you don't make any Knas. Lamaisa, you only stole $10. All you have to return is only $10. You don't know to who? That's that tough. You just put it down, and you must tell it yourself, and they'll find it out until one of them agrees who takes it. So the Mishnah. Let's say a couple went away. A lady and a husband both went away on a trip over the ocean. And we know before they left they had a child, and the child went with them. Now, Boaz, the lady comes home, for Yomer, she tells us, Meis Bailey, you should know my husband died first. For Yachakach Meis Bini, and then my child died. So what does she mean to say? That there's no mitzvah yibum, she's allowed to get married. So Loch Rivna Menes, yes, we believe her. Because if Anisha comes back and Stam tells us her husband died, we believe her. That's the Mishnah before. We believe Anisha to say her husband died. Now here, when she left, she had a child. So she was the Cheskas, not no Mitzvah Yibum. She was the Cheskas to be Mutal Ashuk. So now that she tells us true that her husband died and then the son, so she's still the Cheskas Mutal Ashuk, that's why she's in a menace and she's allowed to get married. What about she says this way? Meis Bini, first my child died. So now it comes out they have no children. V'yachakach Meis Bailey, and then she says my husband died. So in this case, what should be now? There should be a Mitzvah Yibum. That the brother-in-law has to be miyabma. So the Mishnah says, "Ain't in a menace, we don't believe her, because she's going against the chazaka. Because when she left here, she left with a child, and the ma'isa, the chazaka is that your child doesn't die, but your husband dies first. So she's becheskas not to have a mitzvah yibum. So she comes back and tells us that the story was the opposite: that first the son died and then the husband. We don't believe her. But what? For choshishin ledvareha. There's only a chash. We're afraid to what she said." And therefore what? There's enough of a chash that she stam can't get married l'shuk. We have doubt what she's saying, that she has to receive chalitza. But yibum we don't let her do. Because of what? We have to be afraid, maybe the husband died, maybe the husband died first, and then there's no mitzvah yibum. Right, what about the case now? Nitein li ben b'mdinas hayom. Let's say when the couple left, they have no children. A couple left without any children. As far as we knew, they had no children. Now, when she comes home, she tells us like this, that you should know when we were away on our trip, I had a baby there. Nitali ben Belina Fayom. The Yom, she also tells us that Meis Bini, first my child died, V'yachakach Meis Baili, and then my husband died. In this case, Nemenis, she's believed. Because when she left, we didn't know she had a child. So when she left, she's Becheskas, that if a husband dies, there will be a Mitzvah Yibum. So like a Peshos, a Peshitter, who's the whole one that told her she had a child? She did. And she's telling us that the child died first, so therefore we believe her. And in such a case, there is a Mitzvah Yibum. The brother-in-law has to be Miyabma. What about, she says, Meis Baili, first my husband died, and they had children. V'yachakach Meis Bini, and then my child died. So she's saying what, that there's no Mitzvah Yibum. The Lacha is Ein Nemenis. Again, we can't believe her 100%. Because since when they left, as far as we knew, they have no children. So when we hear the husband died, there has to be a chash, there should be a Mrs. Yibum. So she is telling us now that she had a child, that we don't believe her. But the Lacha is though, not that we don't believe her 100%, but rather just for chayshishin l'dvarim. We have to have a doubt, we have to misos, we have a sophic, if she's telling the truth or not. Therefore, again, v'choletzes loimis yabemis. We said the din is she has to receive chalitza, she has to make chalitza, but not yibum. For yibum, we can't believe what is said, the child died first. We have to be, that the husband died first. Forget that the child died first. We have to be afraid that she didn't have any children. Because we have to be in a suffix, maybe she's telling the truth. Like she's saying what happened was, first the husband died, and then the child. So according to what she's saying, there's no mitzvah yibum. So therefore, we have to have a doubt that maybe she's telling the truth, therefore you can't make yibum. What about she says like this? Niten li yibum de medina sayum. In other words, she went away with her mother-in-law. The couple and the mother-in-law went away. Now, when they were here, as far as we knew, this boy was the only boy to the mother. They had no other children. And now the mother-in-law went away with him, and she, when the wife comes back, she says like this. She says, Omra meis baili, that my husband died, but v'yachakach meis yavmi. Now she's telling us that the mother-in-law gave birth, and now there is a brother-in-law to make yibum, but she says he also died. Or else the opposite, unless she says yavmi, first the brother-in-law died, v'yachakach baili, then my husband died, nemenis, she's believed. Because that was a chazaka. When she left here, she left that the husband had no brothers. So if you have no brothers, when your husband dies, you're mutter to get married. So now that she's the one that tells us that the mother-in-law had another son, so there was another brother. But she's goofa telling us that he died, so we believe her. But that's a peshos, a peshitta. If she wouldn't have said anything, we have no doubt there's another brother. She'll be mutter to get married to somebody else. So now that she tells us there was another brother, but she's also telling us that he died, we believe her. What about though, holchahi ubaila v'yivma l'mdina sayyum? No, there was a brother-in-law alive already. Hey, so the two brothers and the wife went away. And then she came back, the wife came back, and Omra, meis baili, my husband died, v'yachakach yavmi, and then the brother-in-law died. Or else yavmi, first my brother-in-law died, v'yachakach baili, and then my husband died. The locha was in a menace. Here we can't leave her. Because when she left, we knew there were two brothers. We knew her husband had a brother. So the way it is, if the husband dies, there's a mitzvah yibum. So now that she tells us that the brother-in-law also died, we don't believe her. That we had before, the Mishnah is not Neman, the Isha is not Neman, negated to a brother-in-law. We're afraid she hates him, the Isha is not Neman, negated to the brother-in-law. Oh, it says, Shein Isha Nemenis, a lady is not believed, Loimar, Meis Yavmi, she is not believed to say the brother-in-law died. Because we have to be afraid the wife doesn't like the brother-in-law, like she doesn't want to have Mitzvah Yibum with her, so that's why she wants to get him into trouble. So therefore we can't believe a wife that says the brother-in-law died. She had to say that she should have better to get married. Who are then we don't believe a lady to say, for loy meisa achoisa. She's not never to come to her brother-in-law and tell her, you know, my sister died. She had to konas lebeisai, that you could marry me. In other words, one sister can't come to the next sister's, to her sister's husband and tell the husband, you know, I saw the way my sister, your wife, died. So now you could marry me. We don't believe her. We're afraid that maybe she's jealous and she's just lying. Vayta v'yein ish, a man, or when are we afraid he's lying? V'yein ish neman loyman meis achi. A man is not believed to say that his brother died. Shiyabim ishtoi. A man can't go to his brother's wife to tell his yavam, you should know, my brother, your husband died, and therefore I want to be miyabim you. We have to be afraid, no? Maybe the man likes her, and therefore he's lying. For lo imeis ishtoi, who would know, a man can't come to his sister, to his wife's sister and say, my wife just died. Sheyishach oisoi, I want to get married to you. We can't leave the husband. Also, maybe the husband likes his wife's sister. So the sister can't believe the husband of his, or the, his sister, her sister's husband, to say that his wife died. What's about this? Boy minei rov amirav Nachman. Rov is the shalach from Nachman. Hamazaka get liyishtei b'mokim yibam. If somebody wants to give a get to his wife, but he wants to be mezakarit. In other words, you give it to somebody else, and you tell that person, you be mezakarit. And I want you right now to be kainerit for my wife. As if the wife receives it right now. So usually the law reads, you can't do that. Because the klal is what? Zochin liyodim shloi b'fonov, v'yein chavim liyodim shloi b'fonov. You can't do a chav. If something is bad for a person, you can't do it behind his back. So usually to give a get to a wife is something bad for her, and therefore you can't be mazaka. You can't let somebody pick it up and be zeicherit for her. But here the shailer is, what about the mokim yibim? In other words, the husband knows he's about to die. And he knows that he has a brother alive. So if he dies, his wife is going to have mitzvah yibum. And usually the wife doesn't like the brother-in-law. So the husband wants to be nice to his wife, and he writes her a get. So maybe now it's a schus for her to receive the get. So maybe a schus would help. Maho. Versus kiv when the sani lay, since usually the wife hates the brother-in-law, schusullah, she's better off to have the get now. If she has the get now, there's no mitzvah yibum. She died a grusha, so there's no mitzvah yibum. I mean, the husband died, and his wife was a grusha, wasn't his wife. And therefore, the svara should be, v'zochin liyodim shloi b'fonov, that you could make a schus, not in front of her. You could give the get to somebody to be mezakarit for her. Or duma, maybe not. Kiv, when there's zimna nirachmalei, sometimes she likes the brother-in-law, chayvullah, that's a chayv to give her a get. She would rather have yibum. So by a stam case, what's the halacha? V'yein chaviv liyodim shloi b'fonov. And therefore, if it's a chaviv, it's not good for him, you can't do it shloi b'fonov. So what's the halacha? Is it called a chav or not? Omalei, come and now bring your proof. Today we wrote in our Mishnah. V'choshishin l'dvoreha. When she tells us one way about the mitzvah's yibum, we have to be afraid. Maybe she's telling the truth. We can't believe her. We only have a suffix. V'choshishin l'dvoreha. She gets chlitza, not yibum. Yeah. So therefore, what do we see? We see that we have a doubt whether she likes him or not. So my it's a suffix whether she likes him or not. Therefore, the schus won't be a vadi schus. So Rashi says, "Am the zimna le sanile, and zimna is." Therefore, it's a suffix. When a suffix, he can't give the get. The schus won't help.
Weiter.
Another shaila. Amalei Ravina Lurava. Hamazaka get liyishta b'makom katota. Again, if you know the couple's having fights, and now the husband wants to be mazaka to get to his wife, mahu. Kivon yisle katota, since they have fights, bahadei skusulo. So in such a case, where they're fighting terribly, it's a good thing for her to have a get. So maybe it's called the skus, that you could be mazaka to your wife. Or Dilma, still maybe not. Nicha, the gufa the floor. Still, Nicha the goof or the floy. It's still worth it for the wife to be called a wife. Even though they're having fights, she still wants to be called a married lady rather than having a get. So Toshima, the famous Gemara, the Amoresh Lakish, Toiv Lemesev Tandu, Lemesev Armala. There's always a Svara Nisha would rather remain married than be an Amona. Anisha doesn't want to be alone. She always wants to have somebody to be married to. And Abaya says, the Shumshiman, even if your husband is a small person, Rashi says, Gutz Kinamola, if your husband is small like an ant, like nobody, still, a Kursai Bechasa Ramala, that she is still called a married lady, Hasitz could be in the high people. In other words, no matter who your husband is, as long as you're called married, you have a big rank to your name. So therefore, ladies like to be called married. We'll soon see why. Even if your husband only combs out flax, you can call him out and talk to him. Still could I. If your husband is a kulsa or nothing, Rashi says, Shemetz psul mishpacha, if there's a psul in the mishpacha, even if he's a low person, it's a maila, loy boy tavcha lekidra. You don't have to give him such good meals. He doesn't ask for so much. Hey, the more less of a person he is, the less is going to demand from you. So maila, the svar of the isha is happy with anybody. And Tana, the end svar is, v'kulan mizanois, v'tosu balayim. The reason why is they like to be Zionists. They like to live with other people. And I will become pregnant. They'll say, look, I have a husband. It came from my husband. So that's why these ladies, it's nicha to them sometimes to be married to anybody. How do you alecha, Yerisha Shalom?
Yeah.